You're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Lambeau Field across the street. Normally I'm outside, but it's raining and nasty outside, so I'm going to stick inside today. Hello to the fine folks here on the chat on YouTube. Hello, everyone. Adam's eating W's. I love it. Julia, 5-1, baby. Let's go 5-1, Big B. Oh, Fernando getting into it right away. Nags, how about those wide receivers? Let them develop, right? Well, did we discover Alan Lazard last night? Does that happen if they had traded for somebody a couple weeks ago? Probably not. And they're out of draft pick. And Lazard's still on the bench. Can we let things play out? You people have the attention spans of a fly. Well, some of you anyway. Yes, let them develop. Yes, they had a bad game. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them grow. MVS caught both targets. He can only do what he's asked to do. Can only be utilized so many different ways. Shepard had a rough game, no doubt about it. Alan Lazard had a great game. Yet everyone wants to talk about, oh, the wide receivers, they need to trade for someone. Did you watch Alan Lazard come to life and save this team? That's letting it happen, letting the players play, letting them develop. But, you know, be cynical and sarcastic. I know that's a lot easier. After the Fail Mary fiasco, I'll take this one. FTS, I hear you, man. Didn't see a lot of Vitaly. I actually asked Matt LaFleur about that, Reese. He only played like 10 snaps yesterday. And it is interesting on a team that is desperate for pass-catching ability after the display he put on this summer and already has one big play under his belt earlier this season. You'd think we'd see more of him in the passing game, but that has just not been the case. LaFleur gave a pat answer about, you know, attacking defenses, et cetera, and doing the best thing, way to attack the defense, blah, blah, blah. I don't get it. I think Vitaly's probably got better hands than half the guys that were out there last night. So it's a mystery to me. Maybe we'll see more of him going forward. David, thank you so much for the super chat. 5-1 feels amazing. Lazard was huge. Not worried about wide receivers. They need these reps, opportunities to fail and succeed. Perfectly stated, David. Thank you. Howdy, Nags. What's up? How are you doing, Matthew? Nags, I recently switched shifts at work and don't get to see many chats anymore. Could you do some night chats? Like 8 o'clock, maybe. Yeah, we'll see. I'll try and mix a few in for you. How's that? Lewis, not Graham, should be the number one tight end. Ken, obviously, I couldn't agree more, but I tend to think the contract situations for both will not allow that to happen. But hey, here's hoping. Going to need another wide receiver if Allison is out long term. Wonder what Jamon is up to. Brett, I saw that posited a lot last night. I do agree that if Geronimo Allison's injury does keep him out for an extended period of time, and as I suspect, Davante Adams probably isn't ready to come back on Sunday, they may need to make a move just for body's sake. But I don't think it's going to be a big trade for a big name wide receiver like most fans are hoping. Should Lazard start next week if Davante can't go? Yes. We'll see, though. Tanya should be tight end number one. Josh, he's got to get healthy first. Let's put the healthy guys out there. Let's see. I'm cool with waiting on them to develop, but I hope they develop before the playoffs. Well, it's 6 games in. A lot of ballgame left. Corey Davis time. Jake, I don't see the Titans making that move. These are the kind of fantasy football trades I'm talking about. Hold on, guys. Let's see if this helps a little bit. I'll try this one over here. Get a little light on the face. Maybe get some background there. A little bit better. I was just tuned in when you were talking about Vitaly. Did you want him at tight end? No. Fullback. Halfback. H-back. Whatever. Utilize him in the passing game. They used him all over the place in camp. And he caught everything. And for whatever reason, they're just not utilizing him at all. Since Miami is having a fire sale, Jakeem Grant? Yeah. Now there's a possibility. Imagine if Lazard has been claimed off waivers. If he had been, Chris, right? He was there for the taking in favor of Shepard. All of this said, it is only one game. Hell, it's even only just one quarter for Alan Lazard. I mean, it was very exciting to watch, but the key is consistency. Can he do it again? We'll see. Talk about how good Rodgers was last night. Nathan, normally I would poo-poo a talk about question, but by golly, I love talking about Aaron Rodgers when he's on one, which he most certainly was last night. The level of mastery you saw at the quarterback position on display last evening was absolutely phenomenal. Something you could write home to your children about, which I probably would if they cared. Every aspect of the game was seemingly open to him. And I get people get frustrated with the not throwing the ball at times. But the number of turnovers they had, their -3 turnover differential, that could have been much worse if Rodgers is forcing things to guys who he doesn't completely trust. And some of those throws, the one to Lazard, obviously the touchdown, is the one to highlight from the day. But don't discount the throw he makes to Jimmy Graham on that third down into a really super tight window. Kudos to Graham for finally catching one. But Rodgers put two others on Graham that should have been touchdowns. So, yeah, Rodgers was basically out of his mind last night, and it was a joy to watch. He is smart. He hates turning the ball over. Nathan, you perfectly encapsulated Rodgers' game there. Has Shepard lost Rodgers' trust? I doubt that. I mean, obviously he's trying to build it as it is. I don't think it was there to be lost. I think it's just another kind of moment where Rodgers is going to judge how the young man responds from last night. Because, hey, no two bones about it. Shepard had a rough night, no question. Merck, 1987, thank you for the £5. £5, if you please. Is that sterling? Thank you for the super chat. Let's get this over with. How sympathetic are you feeling towards all this ref hate? The more I see the moaning, the more I lose sympathy. You had sympathy for the refs? Are you insane? I have zero sympathy for the refs. I have zero sympathy for the NFL, and I have zero sympathy for Lions fans. They can all take a flying leap. The Packers have been hosed so many times throughout the year. Welcome to it. I'm going to bathe in your tears. That's how I feel about it. Shep ain't going nowhere. I agree. Time for Graham to go, not playing up to standard. Devin, unfortunately, his paycheck and his friendship with Aaron Rodgers probably keeps him on the team. But I think he definitely should be relegated to at least number two on the depth chart. But that's not going to happen. Everyone complains about Troy and Joe Buck, but Booger is unwatchable. I actually literally just had a dude call in from Germany on Drew and KB on the radio, and he complained about Booger. I mean, the Booger hate is worldwide. It's amazing. Bangs, vlogs. Do you think we can go 15-1? Well, I tell you what, if you're going to go 15-1, you got to start 5-1. Words of wisdom, Lloyd. Words of wisdom. Can't release Jimmy because of dead cap. Essentially, yes. I feel bad for Lions fans, but not really. Why would you feel bad for Lions fans? I mean, man, they don't have to. No one's making them be Lions fans. Imagine being a Lions fan and, like, staying a Lions fan. Amazing. How much props does Jamal Williams deserve the way he played? Even smart enough to give up a touchdown, secure the victory, he deserves a game ball, in my opinion. Frank, outstanding game from Jamal. And he that last night encapsulated what we've been talking about the 1-2 punch and the need for a guy to take pressure off Aaron Jones, which, you know, last night was a great example of riding the hot hand. Jones clearly pressing really, clearly struggling between the fumble and the drop touchdown. Insert Jamal Williams and away you go. I mean, that's going to happen. And it's fine. It's a good problem. It's not even a problem. It's a good aspect of your team to have rather than, oh, every time they hand it to Jamal Williams, it's a waste. I've seen people say that. People whose opinions I actually respect have said that. And I think it's asinine. You know, it's like it's good to have two guys who have very different running styles and can complement each other. Yes, Jones is by far the more explosive, more dynamic back. But that's not always the thing you need. You know, sometimes you need power. Sometimes you need a little bit more kind of stick-to-itiveness, for lack of a better phrase. You need yards after contact. And that's not to say Jones doesn't get you those, but Jamal gets you those in spades. And I think his battering ram style really served them well last night. And then after a couple of those, he breaks that big one for 45 yards. So, yeah, I'm all for it, man. Raiders a trap game? Oh, no, not allowed. No, trap games are not allowed. And I'll tell you what, you know who's on notice? You know who's on notice this week? The gold package crowd. They came to play in the primetime game, and that's great. But now here's the real test. Short week, AFC opponent, noon kickoff. You have failed us many, many times, Gold Package, when it comes to this setup. You cannot allow it to happen this week. Tell your friends, tell your family, make me the boogeyman, make me the troll. I'm fine. I can take it. But Milwaukee, you better show up on Sunday. That's all I'm saying. It is on you. If they come out flat and suck, it is on you. I don't care. I don't care. Seen it way too many times throughout the years. Bring it on Sunday, Milwaukee. How much would an extension for Bulaga cost? You'd have to ask Brian Bulaga's representatives. I mean, you'd have to see if he's amiable to taking what would probably end up being a hometown discount comparative to what he could get on the open market. Because there's no way the Packers could pay him that. Not with the extensions they already have to get under their belt. But maybe something works out as far as bringing him back for 1 year, 2 years, etc. But there's a long way to go before we have to start talking about that. BJ Goodson is getting better. Same for Billy Turner. I thought he played really well. I thought that was Billy Turner's. A lot of people talked about Billy Turner last week having his best game. I thought he still really struggled in pass pro. I thought he played a hell of a lot better last night. And I agree on Goodson as well. He didn't get a ton of opportunities, but I thought he was solid while he was in there. And you're right. He has improved pretty much, you know, every moment he's been able to get on the field. It's been a little bit better. Best I've seen Rodgers play in years. Lively arm. I agree. He's playing lights out football. Northwoods, Wisconsin. Thank you for the super chat. We might have gotten help from the refs, but we won with Darius Shepherd, so it kind of evens out. Man, that's cold. It's cold. Darius Shepherd had a bad night. No need to pile on. I think Dean Lowry is the X factor in the Run D Eagles game. He was awful and been good since. Agreed. Brandon, I'll tell you who does agree with you, at least from last night's game, is Matt LaFleur. Who legitimately, honestly, this just happened a couple hours ago, brought up Dean Lowry unprompted of his own volition after talking about the run defense and the job it did last night. He said Dean Lowry had an excellent football game. I tweeted it out last night after going back and watching I was watching the broadcast, and it jumps out at you. He played a hell of a game, and he didn't play a ton of snaps. You know, the Lions actually got away from the running game, I think, because it was so ineffective, especially the interior stuff. And a big part of that was Lowry's play. I think he played a whale of a game last night, and it really helped kind of, you know, keep them in check, so to speak. Because I thought Kerryon Johnson was going to have a game on the ground, and he really didn't. Tougher game at Chiefs or at Niners? Yes. Who cares, man? They got to beat the Raiders. Clark production dropping, or is he freeing up other guys to make plays? I think more the latter. I think the fact would be, yes, he's not getting sacks, but, you know, most D tackles, most nose tackles don't. But yeah, he has not gotten to the quarterback probably as much as most were expecting him to. But I still think he's playing at a very high level. There's a reason that edge rush is so effective. Usually it's because the pocket is being pushed to the quarterback's lap and he's unable to step up. T. Taylor, thank you for the super chat. Is it true Rodgers asked the coaches to put Alan Lazard in the game? Yes, and it was funny because LaFleur was asked about Rodgers. What was the question? How was it phrased? Because he said the question was like Rodgers had mentioned he had lobbied for Alan Lazard or something, and LaFleur was laughing and said, you could say that. It sure would read as though Rodgers was pretty adamant that he wanted Lazard in there. And hey, for good reason. Look at the plays he made. Kid came to play, rose to the occasion. You'd love to see it. Preston Smith times the snaps so well, it's amazing to see. Well, Jake, that second one was amazing because he was watching the play clock go down. And as soon as he saw the one turn to zero, he just took off. Because he knew if they don't get the snap off, it's delay a game on them. So it's not a penalty on him. It's a savvy vet move, definitely. Rodgers really led the Packers city button men last night, distributing to all his lightning men, no doubt about it. Do you believe the hype that Packers are best in the NFC? Too many comments popping up for you not to see. What? Devin, you're always so concerned about the comments I see. Just ask your question, man. You're not here to play cop. You know, people pay super chat, so I do see for sure. You want to use all caps, that's fine. I'll answer your question. I mean, now I don't kind of don't want to answer your question. Do I believe the Packers are the best in the NFC? I don't think it really matters. It's October 15th. You know, if you're the best in the NFC on October 15th, what are you? You're nothing, because it doesn't matter. Do they put up banners for October 15th, best in the NFC? They hand out rings for, we were best in the NFC on October 15th. Who cares, man? Don't listen to the hype. Just win. It's a week-to-week league. Things change really, really fast. None of that shit matters. Brian, what's up? Oh, buddy, you're welcome. No problem. Northwoods, thanks for the super chat. Only two likes on the stream. Thumbs up, people. Yeah, what that guy said. He paid money to tell you people that. I'm happy we won, but I feel kind of guilty about last night. Mike, do not feel guilty. Are you insane, sir? How long have you been a Packers fan? 5 minutes? How many times have we watched the refs rip our throats out, stomp on our heart live like the Temple of Doom? No, 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 sir. The refs literally robbed you of a victory last year in week two. And if you want to get ticky-tack about it, they literally robbed you of a victory, the only loss you have this season, on a nonsense PI that wasn't called against the Eagles. Don't feel bad. This is the NFL. It's a big boy league. The refs are part of that. Yeah, they screwed up. When don't they? That's part of the game. As every coach in America has said at one time or another, don't let the refs decide the game. Don't put yourself in a position to allow the refs to decide the game. The Lions did. Welcome to misery. We've lived there. We love to be moving out. Don't feel bad. Do not feel bad. Jerry Rice dropped it. I don't know if he dropped it, but he definitely fumbled it. Is this game in any way retribution for the fail Mary? No. No. Podcast 1919. Thank you for the super chat. Happy to see Lazard out there wanting it since week one. Hey, testament to his fortitude and stick-to-itiveness. He bided his time, and when his number was called, the moment was not too big for him. We've seen guys come and go who've had moments and glimmers, and then when they've gotten the chance, a real chance, they shy away, they fall apart. That was certainly not the case for Lazard. Now, can he keep it up? Can he be consistent week in and week out? That's the real test about whether he's going to be a flash in the pan, one night of glory, or something that they've really discovered. Remains to be seen. A lot of ball game left. Gary play at all? He played, I think, like 12 snaps, 10 snaps. Very, very few snaps. I'll tell you what. You know who played really well last night? Kyler Fackrell had a really good game. What's your honest thought on the Raiders Gruden? I think they would be... I think they would be getting praised, if not for the AB situation. They are competitive, and Josh Jacobs is a nice player. I think they've had a much better year than most expected them to, and I think they're going to be a tough out next week. That's why, Milwaukee, you got to show up. Show up. Hans, thank you for the super chat. It wasn't pretty, but a W is a W. Hey, Aaron, where can folks get tickets for the next game at Lambeau? Love what you do. Hans, thank you so much. And I'll tell you what, if you want to go to attend a game in that building back there, the best place for you to go is Ticket King. Now, they're physically located on the other side of Lambeau Field, but, you know, if you're far away from Green Bay and you need to purchase your tickets online, head to cheeseheadtv.com. Pretty much any page, you'll find a link to Ticket King. They've been around since 1992. They have tickets for every single Packers game, home and away. And, hey, if the Packers do keep this up and get to the playoffs, they'll have those tickets for you, too. Ticket King. Check them out at cheeseheadtv.com. Is Shepard's confidence shot? We'll find out. Only Shepard can answer that question. He's up for a big, 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 big week and a big test to see how he bounces back. It's a tough, tough moment for him. There's no doubt about it. Now we'll see what he's made of. We'll see if the Packers allow him to stick around to show what he's made of. Do you think any team would want Graham for a wide receiver? No. Patreon people, donate. Brian, thank you so much. You know, if you do like what we do, You like Cheesehead TV, want to support the cause, $5 a month is all we ask at our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. Thank you so much. Wendy, thank you for the super chat. Was that a touchdown? Could have been a game changer. Are you talking about Lazard? Yeah, I think it was. I know there have been a lot of screenshots out there of his knee being down, but if you watch the actual play, the actual footage, it's pretty clear he doesn't have full control possession of the football until he's crossing the plane of the goal line, which is a touchdown. If you're talking about the Detroit Lions touchdown, was it a touchdown? No, absolutely not. Can we admit Lewis is more than a blocking tight end? Keith, been talking about it for 2 years. Welcome aboard. But yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, that play he made, the kind of second reaction play where he has a button hook basically early on, and then Rodgers escapes the pocket and he turns it upfield. The throw is insane from Rodgers, but that's a great play from Mercedes Lewis off schedule. I'm really excited to see Campbell when he comes back. Seems like he will solve most problems. I don't know, Ryan. I don't think he'll solve the wide receiver problems, but yeah, I think he'll help. No doubt about it. And I do think this is the week when he can start practicing. Now, there's another 2-week window, I believe, till they can activate him, but this should be the week where he can start getting back on the practice field. Saving Vitaly for late season playoff run? I hope so, man. Maybe that's the ticket. Maybe LaFleur's cursing me out today for asking about it. Ooh, Burks. Yeah, he played sparingly last night, Nathan, but he did play, and he was solid from what I saw. Is this game an asterisk on our season? Are you crazy? No. No. You know what it is on the season? It's a W, the fifth one. Sleeper of the week, Danny Vitale. I'm just going to answer Danny Vitale till he starts getting the fucking football. Sick of this nonsense. QB1 with another timely scramble for a first down. Underrated part of his game. Well, I mean, as of late, I mean, he's been known to scramble quite a bit throughout his career. But I'll tell you what, it was interesting to hear them talk about how the Lions have really struggled giving up yardage on the ground to quarterbacks, and I think that's pretty obviously a byproduct of how much man coverage they play. When you're playing tons of man, you got lots of guys with their backs to the quarterback. You know, you can navigate that initial rush, you should have some lanes, and Rodgers certainly found some last night. Sign PJ Raji to play tight end. I love it. Vitaly needs to get more touches. Could not agree more. Bring back Tremont for returner. Yes, 5,000-year-old Tremont Williams back for the punt. Love it. There are 560 people on this chat. You people are nuts. Don't you have jobs, something to do? Hi from the UK. Is Kenny Clark having quiet games or just getting overshadowed, not hearing his name called much? He's having a good season. People, I guess, are expecting, what, Aaron Donald? No, he's having a good year. He's providing everything he's supposed to. He is not sacking the quarterback with regularity, but he plays nose tackle, and that's not really expected of him. I think you're going to see some of those plays start to come for him because more and more attention will be paid to the exterior and allow the interior to shake some things loose. Jade, hey, I am working. I'm here right now. You're keeping me entertained. Well, I thank you for joining us. So many comments. Holy cow. I think he meant Tremont Smith for returns. Oh, maybe. Maybe they bring him back. I am at work listening while doing inventory. Podcast 1919. Thank you so much for the super chat. John Thomas, thank you for the super chat. Is it just me or has 69 had a down year? You know, that's a really good question. I wouldn't call it a down year. I would say he has certainly cost them at really inopportune times with some of these penalties, in a fashion you are not accustomed to with David Bakhtiari. I still think he's playing at an incredibly high level, but he has committed some really head-scratching penalties at times, lots of times, when it doesn't seem like they're necessary. I don't know if that's a slippage in some of his technique, etc. You know, much more learned football people could tell you about that than I could, but I still think he's playing at an incredibly high level, a Pro Bowl-type level, if not an all-pro type level. But yeah, some of these penalties are just rough, man. When was the last time we won a game with a -3 in the turnover battle? We got away with one last night. Well, yeah, I mean, they got away with one in regards to they couldn't create any of their own turnovers, which would have been nice. But yeah, it's been a while. I couldn't tell you an exact date, but Yeah, I know it's been a while. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat. Transplants this week, Nags? I hope so. I think so. Corey actually literally just flew back to New York this afternoon. We'll probably figure out something as far as remote, where I'm in Green Bay, he's in New York. We're going to try and get something up for you. It won't be a traditional transplants, but we'll have Corey and I on the air for you guys. Q King, we got a run game. Thank you for the super chat. Yes, they do. And it doesn't matter who's back there. They're going to make it happen. They're going to produce, and you got to love to see it. Danny Vitale greater than Chuck Norris. Chris, I can't think of a better place to leave this chat. That's an outstanding comment. Thank you so much to everybody for joining me. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to your questions. 570 people here. Thank you for 115 likes. Amazing. Hey, if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the channel and tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks so much, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be on the morning show with Steve Zabin at 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. If you can't hear it in your local listening area in Wisconsin, download the iHeartRadio app. If you're in America, Canada, New Zealand, or Australia, you can hear us there. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.